We're up to the laws of duchening, nisias kapayim, raising their hands for the kohanim, in chapter 128, and we're up to subsection 16. So he brings down over here, yesh mekoymes shein emrim elekeinu velekeinu velekei aviseinu barcheinu kshakoyinim nesim kapayim. There are some places that they won't do the prayer. We say, God, the God of our Father, bless us with the blessing. That's done when there is no Kohanim. But when in those places, when there's a Kohen over there, you don't say, Berchein Berachem Shaleshes, bless us, because the Kohanim are going to bless. So therefore, where they start? Immediately they start, soon as the Shliach Tzibur finishes Modim, Koyre, Bekoyleram, Koyhanim. So right away he says Kohanim. He skips that piece. Alkeinu v'alkei aviseinu. But he says, well, so that way, if he's just saying Kohanim, it's not part of his prayer. If you say it part of the prayer, then it's not an interruption. But here it seems to be like an interruption, because he's saying Kohanim, like he's doing something in the middle of his prayer. He's saying Modim. He's saying Ritzeis, This is not considered an interruption of the davening in the Amidah, because duchening, nesis kabayim, is part of the prayer. It's the nesis of the prayer. So you have to, that's part of this order, is to say Kohanim. But in our countries, the custom is shashliach tzibur oimer al ken v'kenu chulu belachash, that the shliach tzibur does say the prayer al ken v'kevi seinu. So you're basically saying the prayer. So when you come to the word admilas koyanim, when it comes to the word koyanim shoimru bekol rom, then you say it out loud. So that's v'kriya l'kohanim. But you're not interrupting anything, because you're doing your regular prayer. Saying bracham shlash b'terek so the mishav dacham b'anum b'anum koyanim. Then you just announce the word koyanim. And then you go back and you say, I'm Gedesh HaKomer.
When you say Balachash, you're not interrupting your prayer, do you mean the Shaliach Tzibur is not interrupting
right. Because the middle of the Amidah, one shouldn't be speaking out the middle of the Amidah.
Yeah.
So the Kohen is going to make the Berchas Kohanim. Just lose our laws. One more law. Sit down, come here for a minute. Because you say it in a language, in a blessing and a prayer. So that's why when the Shliach Tzibur says Kohanim, it's not considered to be an interrupting in the davening, because the Shliach Tzibur is doing his repetition, right? Now all of a sudden in the middle he's announcing Kohanim, because he wants the Kohanim to come up. So how come that's not considered to be... Okay, so let's go here. Subsection 17. It says like this: Kishachoyzin Panem Klapeom, when they turn towards the people, Mevarchim. What's the bracha? Asher Kedushanu, Kedushos Shalarim, Vitzavon Levarach Sam Yisrael Be'Ava.
Yes. 10 minutes, is that okay?
Who commanded us with the sanctity of Aaron, and has instructed us to bless the people with love. The Kohen says he blesses them with love. That's part of the blessing. The Kohen makes the blessing to bless the Jewish people with love. The Kula Mevarchim. All of the Avru make the bracha. He says like this: by the Kohanim, you can't have one Kohen make the bracha and everybody, all the other Kohanim, can say Amen. Like, for example, by Tkiat Shofar. So you have the Shliach Tzibur does the bracha, and everybody says Amen. That's the bracha. You don't have to have each one a bracha. So technically, by the Kohanim, you could have done the same thing. You could have one Kohen make the bracha.
Okay.
And it's another problem, because that way, when everybody's making the bracha, you have to make sure that everybody says the same time, because the people are saying Amen. One going fast, one going slow, one Kohen, so they have to be coordinated properly to say it in the same time. It also is a problem. Some communities, they sing differently than other communities, and then they don't know exactly how to say, so it comes out that it gets some confusion, which is not good. So you should try. But he says over here, in this case, bless us. Yivarecha. Amen. 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 Shir koach.
My children.
Thank you.
Kula mevarchim. Yeah. With love.
One can't go up. All the Kohanim have to go up.
No, they all go up. That's besides the point. But we're also saying everybody has to make the bracha.
But they're asked to have to go.
Yeah, and everybody, that's what we learned, yeah. But now we're saying that everybody has to make their own bracha.
Okay, now, the Shlich
Tzibor,
if he's a
Kohen,
can he be?
Oh, we'll learn about that later. No, then he doesn't. No, he just leads. Not if there's other Kohanim, when there's a special circumstance, what happens? There's no other Kohen. When there's other Kohanim, we'll learn about it. When there's other Kohanim, he can be the Shlich Tzibor, and he's going to call them, but he's not called, so he doesn't have to. But what happens if he's the only Kohen and he's the only Shlich Tzibor? What do we do?
All in one?
So the question is, so it gets confused or not, we're going to learn about it. Okay. So now he said, that'll get people mixed up. If one person makes, one Kohen makes the bracha, everybody says Amen, it's going to be a mix up over there. So, but according to this, they make the bracha when they're facing the people. When do they make the bracha, the Kohanim? When they're facing the people, that's when they make the bracha. But there's another opinion that says, "V'yeshem dim, nevarich bracha zuk shepneim klap ha'echel koydim shechaziru pneim." They should make the bracha while they're still facing the Aaron, before they turn around. That's when they make the bracha. So therefore, v'yesh noigim la'aschla bracha shepneim klap ha'echel. So other people will say, you start while you're facing the echel, v'machzirim pneim, and then you turn your face around towards the people, the goyimrim love the goyimrim. Then they complete. Lots is yidei, beisas vare. So they're fulfilling both ideas. So they're doing a little bit while they're facing the Aaron, a little bit while they're facing the people. So they're doing it as they're going around. I mean, you can say either doing both opinion or like doing that. No opinion. Because I have a bracha here and I have a bracha there, part there, part there. You're doing when you're going around. But Ludivra Hakoil, according to all opinions, Mevorchim Koidem She Yisuv Yifrus Kapeim. The bracha comes before they spread out and they raise their hands. Can't make the bracha before it because you do the bracha before the mitzvah. Shasit Kapeim Yikr Mitzvah Zatoira. Because raising their hand, that's the main mitzvah of the Torah, is to raise their hands. And you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Everything. All the mitzvahs you do before you do the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is to raise their hands, they need to make the bracha before they raise the hands, not after raising the hands. So you make the bracha, and you turn around, and then you raise your hands. But the fact that they have to turn their faces, that's not part of the mitzvah. So you don't have to make the bracha before you turn around, but you have to make the bracha before you raise your hand. Although, that will prevent. If a Kohen cannot make the Brichas Kohanim not facing the people, you have to face the people. Still, that's not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is raising the hand. That's the mitzvah. That's the beginning. So the bracha has to come before that. But you must also face the people. If you're not facing the people, then you can't do Brichas Kohanim.
But you can't look at the you, right?
Now look at it, but you gotta face them. Under the talus. The divine is over there. You're blessing like a face to face. You wanna blame.
So why did the congregation cover their head?
Because they don't wanna see, because they don't wanna they don't wanna gaze on the divine.
Yeah, but they're covered too.
What? My phone is broken. Get somebody else's phone.
I don't have a phone.
And I understand broken, it's not charged. All right, let's do one more halacha. Halacha Yudches, Sif Yudches, subsection 18. Ein tzorich liyos pnei ha-koyanim klapei ha-shliach tzibur. The face of the kohanim doesn't need to be towards the leader of the services. Ela afilu im ha-heichel kavua b'tzofen. Let's say that the Aron Kodesh, he calls it the heichel over here. Let's say it's on the north of the shul. Let's say it's on the north of the shul. Va'teva shas lefoneo, and the box or the amud, which the shliach tzibur is before him, he be mizrach. That's on the east, like over here. So let's say if the that was the wall that they had the gun. Hakoyanim aimdim lifnei ha'ichel betzofen. So the Kohanim, they stay in front of the Heichal, they stay in the north. That's where they're going to stay, in front of the Aron Kodesh. Upneim Ledorim, they're going to be facing the south, Klapeom, towards the people. So the people basically are facing the Heichal. Well, if that's the Aron Kodesh, and the Shliach Tzibur is facing east. Mekomakim, Ein HaHeichal, Ma'akvum Klal, B'msias Kapayim. And still, even if there is no Aron, there's no Heichal, there's no Aron Kodesh, it doesn't hold back M'sias Kapayim. Shafilu B'makom Shem Shom Sefer Torah. Let's say there is no Sefer Torah at all. Still, they turn their face toward the people and bench. Now, I'm not sure exactly why would the Heichal be there. Maybe there is no room in the front. And maybe why do people not daven? Maybe when they're praying, they're east. When they're just standing, they're facing that way. So maybe they're, no, I'm not sure. But he's basically saying, you have to face the people, not the chazan. So we don't care if the chazan is on a different side. Now, why does he give this scenario? Why doesn't he give this scenario? The Heichal is to the east, and the Chazan is to the other. Why? Because the Chazan probably is not allowed to daven to the. He has to daven to the east because he has to daven to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. So I'm not sure. I got to look up in the sources of this, and let's do one more sif here. You test what happens if you have subsection Beis Kahanim Asonim Zezeh. If you have two coins who hate each other. Okay? Mutarim lalos biachad. They are allowed to go up together. One cannot say to his friend, he says, look, I don't want to be with you together. You go in the morning. I'll go in the Musaf. Because you can say, I want to be both. You can't make me not do it. I can be both. Aval koyin hasoynes hatzibur. What happens to a koyin who hates the people, the community? Oh yeah, tzibur soynim ayso. The people hate him. Sakone he lekoyin mises kapav. It's a danger for the koyin if he raises his hands. Can't go bench over there. If the people hate you or you hate the people, you know, then you can't do. You can't do. It has to be ba'ava. So what should he do? The Kohen is going to call. They're going to call Kohanim. He has to go. It's an obligation. He should leave the shul before they call the Kohanim, because then he's going to be obligated to go. He says, for this purpose, they instituted to bless, to say in the blessing, to bless your people Israel, it says with love. Because otherwise, because if it's not, there's no love there, then there's no blessing over there. So the only way you can bless is because of love. Okay, let's do one more here. Sif Chav, what time is now?
It's 9.
Okay, let's do one more. And I don't have my phone, so. So, Achar HaBroche, after the blessing, Koidim Shemaschilim Yivarechecho, they make the Broche, before they start Yivarechecho, Tzirichim Lagbi Yideyim, they make the Broche, then you raise their hands, Keneged Kisfeim, to the shoulder. So their hands should be in the shoulder height. The blessing of Kohanim is said only when you raise your hands. You can't say the blessing while your hands are folded or anything else. You have to be by with height of your shoulder. You have to raise your right hand a little higher than the left hand. There's a hint, because it says in the Pasuk, he said, he raised his hands. Yodov is plural, means both hands. But exiv yodoi, but the writing is pronounced plural, but it's the writing can be read as yodoi, his hand. So one hand, that would be the right hand. Upoishtim yideyem mitamshin isbayer, and they stretch out their hands for the reason that was explained in Siv Tes Vav. So over there, he says over there, because in the pasuk it's mashma that he raised his hands like that. So you by raising, so you spread out your hands. So you raise it to your shoulder, but you spread them out. and they split the finger, the heads of the fingers, apia medrash, based on the medrash, it says, Meitzitz min acharakim, that Hashem gazes, is a, there is the medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, on the Pasuk, Shir HaShirim Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, he says, Meitzitz min acharakim, he looks through the cracks. Sheshchina l'maylem erosheim, so the Shechina is above their heads, and he gazes through the cracks. Meitzitz min acharakim, it's very same. He gazes through the cracks of their fingers. And the tradition is to try to direct, to make it five spaces, five ears. There should be five spaces. Between the two and two,
yeah,
is one. Okay. And between the ezba la'gudl is two. So you have one, two. Uvechein b'yad shniya, so same thing on the second hand, you have the same, I can't do it in the second hand. Uben gudl gudl, and then you have in between, between the thumbs. Uben gudl gudl, kayim, meitzitz min acharakim. To fulfill that, looking through the cracks. Uben teva l'teva, rashoim l'karev agudl z'bezeh. But between words, between one word and another, they're allowed to have, maybe for support. But while they're saying the bracha, there has to be a space between thumbs, between the thumbs also as well. That's the fifth space. And same thing as the other fingers. You can put them together during, if you're not during the saying of the bracha, of the actual blessing. Some people are careful that when you say the words to put the right on the left, there should be like a window between them. There should be like a window. What does it mean?
The shiye chaloinus. Between the thumbs, when you look in.
Yeah, shiye chaloinus. Shacharakim utalgim shachaloinus. Charakim is to the windows. But he says, I don't think touching, but it means above. So there's like a, you're peeking through. So you're peeking through the, I guess, one over the other. Not touching, but one over the other, so now you're peeking through the window, like making a sort of a window. So it's the custom is that the inside of the palm should be over the ground. The back of the hand should be connected to Shemayim, towards the sky. Which is the opposite than spreading out your hands for prayer. Not sure, but I think maybe when you pray to Hashem, you pray like this. You have your palm upwards and the back down here.
But this is not the natural way to keep your hand. This is the
But when you pray, I think he says, when you pray to Hashem, you want your prayers to go up maybe, or you want to beg Hashem going up. But people do that. People do pray with their hands. But here, you do it this way.
Because you're doing it onto the people. You're taking from here.
Yeah, okay. And over here, so.
There's a logic to it.
Looking from the. No, but I would think like this way, you can look through the cracks of the windows. But if your hands like this, if you have your hands horizontal, right? So how did you look from the window? So the two are goodles, I understand. But between the hands, I guess, go through those cracks. Whatever. These are the...